Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming to you with our weekly superannuation news wrap. As we navigate the bustling terrain of superannuation, we beam in on issues that matter to consumers and businesses alike. Firstly, let's clear the air about the changing landscape of superannuation in the country. Following legislative changes announced earlier this year, we've watched as Australia's superannuation industry has undergone drastic reform. The end of last week delivered some significant updates. These adjustments promise enhanced returns and improved transparency, which means a shift in how we view and manage our retirement funds. Now, with a focus on individual superannuation funds, we've noticed a rise in performance within the top-performing funds. This is fueled by a bullish market where the leading funds show an average profit of 10%. The names include, but not limited to, Australian Super, Rest, Host Plus, and UniSuper. It's a welcome signal that despite the changes in controversy, super funds are bouncing back stronger than ever for the Australian consumers. Taking into consideration the recent debates on whether a freeze on the super guarantee rate is a good idea or not, we've seen the government stand firm on its decision. The SG rate remains unchanged at 12%. It's great news for employees, but has raised a few concerns for small businesses. This space deserves a keen eye as we move into 2026. As we head over to self-managed super funds, or SMSFs, the annual return deadline has been extended again. Mark next Monday in your calendars as the new deadline. An important note for the nearly 600,000 SMSFs across Australia: time is indeed money when it comes to planning your future. Lastly, on the proactive side of things, an increasing number of working Australians is becoming more conscientious about their post-retirement life. They're choosing to top up on their superannuation funds, taking commendable steps to fortify their financial futures. That rounds up our update this week on the dilemmas, the developments, and the dynamics that Australia's superannuation industry encounters. Now, this is your future, so stay informed, Australia. As always, make sure to keep up with all your super news on our website. That's financialserviceonline.com.au. Keep delving deep into everything super. Until our next broadcast on Monday, the 24th of November, 2025, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off.